Chapter 31, 1850, Nashville, Tennessee. Title, The Southern Convention, also known as the Nashville Convention of 1850. Purpose. With the abolitionist movement gaining strength in the North, the South's way of life was threatened, and for the sake of their economy, they needed a way to unify and create solidarity among the states. The general Southern consensus was for a unified union, capital U, both North and South. However, with the expansion of the West, the threat of a Southern economic disaster with the potential loss of slavery, and Northern abolitionist issues all became threats to the South's strategy and sovereignty. Call and subject. At Jackson, Mississippi, on October 1, 1849, delegates, at the urging of John C. Calhoun of South Carolina, met and called, quote, "A convention of the slaveholding states should be held at Nashville, Tennessee, on the first Monday in June next, to devise and adopt some mode of resistance to these aggressions." By aggressions, they meant the North's pursuit of limits on slavery. Date and location. The convention met twice in Nashville, Tennessee, the first meeting from June 3rd to 9th, 1850, and the second from November 11th to the 18th, 1850. Attendance. First session. 9 states sent 170 delegates to Nashville, Tennessee on June 3rd, 1850. Alabama, 17. Arkansas, 3. Georgia, 11. Mississippi, 14. South Carolina, 17. Tennessee, 101. Texas, 1. And Virginia, 6. Second session, 7 states sent 59 delegates back to Tennessee to meet November 11 through 18, 1850. Alabama, 5. Florida, 4. Georgia, 11. Mississippi, 8. South Carolina, 16, Tennessee, 14, and Virginia, 1. Principles. The first session of the convention elected William Sharkey of Mississippi as president and Charles McDonald of Georgia as vice president. W.F. Cooper and E.G. Eastman were elected to be secretaries. The second session elected Charles McDonald of Georgia as president, and Reuben Chapman of Alabama as vice president. Secretaries were W.F. Cooper, E.G. Eastman, and Thomas Boyers. Convention Protocol. This was a regional convention of the southern states. The convention elected its own committees and chairs. They agreed to one state, one vote. They elected their president, vice president, and secretaries. An opening prayer was said each morning, and the meeting was open to the public. Unusual occurrences. The convention required 2 sessions. Commissioners or delegates were chosen by each state, with some being at large and others from legislative districts. Delegate occupations ranged from legislators, lawyers, planters, manufacturers, a surveyor, a merchant, and farmers and newspaper editors. This convention was highly partisan and political, as evidenced by Clermont Clay, Sr., who said, quote, "Recommending that a Southern Congress meet at Montgomery, with delegates fully authorized to represent their states in determining a course for maintaining their rights and institutions," end quote. The convention selected Jefferson's Manual, the Guide for U.S. Senate Procedures, as its source of default rules. Conclusions. On June 10, 1850, the convention adopted 28 resolutions. Unhappy with Congress's passing of the Compromise of 1850, the convention reconvened November 11 through 18, but with much of the momentum gone, the convention, quote, "did not amount to much." The convention contained both, quote, "fire-eater conservatives," end quote, and critics of the convention. They were forced to submit their attitudes to debate, to reason, and to the democratic process. The final result was approval of measures affirming, quote, "the right of secession," denouncing the compromise and recommending a Southern Congress. Historian Thelma Jennings' assessment is, quote, "Although somewhat ineffectual, the convention was by no means insignificant. It did, however, fail in its most important purpose to unite the South. And that's because it was a movement of politicians rather than the people."